Well, as has been reported in the newspapers over the from the weekend to the last few days, several former WJR on-air personalities have banded together, including Bob Hines and Jimmy Launch, who are trying to find a new radio home to resurrect their old format. And the idea is to broadcast the same programming, which has appealed to an older audience. And we're trying to think of other names. Well, who were the people that attended the Townsend Hotel in Birmingham meeting?
You name
about
it.
That. Warren Pierce was there.
Right.
Jimmy Lotz.
Ernie Harwell. Paul
Bob
Carey.
Hines was the one who put it together.
Bob put it together. Yeah. That's right, yeah. And there's other names that we can come up with different, suggestions of.
Robin Seymour, I'm sure.
Robin Seymour. Maybe bring him back. Ron Knowles. Do you remember him?
He used to be
in CK. Okay. Tom Dean. Bud Davies, Rick Riz, and Bob Rathbun.
Well, Baby Love, was he there?
They could do a morning show. I hear they're trying to woo Sonny Elliott away.
Yeah, Ooh. Dale Conquest was there.
Well, that's another one there, too. But anyway, to discuss more about this, we welcomed Warren Pierce to our WOMC microphones this morning.
Well, good morning, Dick Purton. And to borrow a phrase, and the operative word here is to borrow.
Right, right.
You can take the on-air personality out of WJR, but you can't take WJR out of the on-air personality.
Okay, well, it's dramatic changes. Now, what if you can't find a radio station in this market to sell this concept of you guys all going on the station to?
Well, that's a good question, Dick Purton, radio personality. Mm-hmm. If all else fails and we cannot find a suitable home for our programming,
right.
I, Warren Pierce, here am prepared to use all of the equipment I have acquired over the years, which I have stored in an Allied Van Lines truck.
Oh, yes.
Allied Van Lines, special care you can trust. Let our family move your family.
Okay, Warren. Now, what about the more sophisticated broadcast equipment you're going to need, the least of which are CD players, computer editing equipment, just to name a few?
Well, one man's garbage is another man's treasure, Dick Purton, and you can't believe what you can find in a garbage bin behind the Specs Howard School of Broadcasting.
Oh, yes.
But all we really need is a couple of good turntables. Plus, we already have a tremendous amount of record albums, which have been willed to us by our listeners over the years.
Yeah, that certainly makes it easier.
And I would be remiss, Dick Purton, if I didn't mention the tremendous help we're receiving from Greenfield Village.
Oh, they've agreed to be one of your big sponsors.
No, Dick Purton, but they've been kind enough to let us broadcast from their Thomas Edison display until we have a firm commitment from a radio station.
Very good.
That's Greenfield Village celebrating the spirit of innovation in America.
Well, thank you, Warren. Let us know how it goes.
And thank you, Dick Purton, on behalf of all former on-air personalities. And remember, if you need us, we'll be at my house practicing. Just look for my freshly painted home, courtesy of your local Sherwin-Williams dealer. The pros know, ask Sherwin-Williams.
Well, I've been kind of busy, Warren.
Just park on the driveway next to my new Jeep Grand Cherokee, or Cherokee.
Jeep is an easier word.
Which, of course, you know, Dick Purton, is a division of the Chrysler Corporation. Chrysler, if you can't find a better car, then borrow it.
All right. Well, that's good to know, Warren.
Hope to see you there, but if you can't make it here to my house, Dick Purton, simply call me by using your Ameritech calling card. Ameritech, your link to better communication.
Thank you, Warren Pierce.
You're welcome.
All right, now, tomorrow morning, John Lovitz is going to be here.
I'll have the latest White House polling results. President Clinton is now more popular than Colin Powell and Mother Teresa put together.
Really, John?
Would I lie to you?
Well, of course not. We'll also have more great moments in Olympic history.
Yes, this is Woody. I'll tell you about the first...